So this is the saving of the fleet. Their hair is all graying. The drift fleet needs saving, but it won't be me. That's all that I'm saying. I have this college degree. I'm taking off. I'll flee to the lower 48 and find a new industry. I know I'm born and raised with the inlet and gaze and the salt and the breeze, and my skin is emblazed, but I can't take on this task. Will the run even last? I won't inherit this boat or this permit, in fact. Your hair once was black, sure developed a knack. As a hardworking fisherman, diesel fumes at your back. Your hands sure are scarred up, and your joints are all marred up. You're getting up there, old man, and your features have hardened. I won't let that happen to me. I won't marry the sea. How unpredictable a living could be placed upon me. I'm firm in this decision. Don't try to alter my vision, my youth and my purpose, finally on collision. Your voice won't work on me. I'm not saving this fleet. You'll have to find someone else to answer your plea. So he turns in defeat, salted soul, tired feet, a boat and a permit, and a graying old fleet. There, I think with resolve, I won't be involved in this plan to take over so the fleet won't dissolve. I'll walk away from that life, and I'll take that big flight out of Alaska. What's expected, right? But a different voice soon calls out, gentle now and no doubt. It's ringing and singing, a melody that's en route. She calls out to me with her blues and her greens and reminds me of the joy that I found on the sea. And my heart starts to skip as I remember those trips and the diamond aluminum that my boots firmly gripped and the smell of the inlet, the taste of freedom within it, and the privilege of harvest. Feel that reel when you spin it. My muscles do burn, and at times my guts turn when the growl and the vengeance of her waters we'd learn. And my hands sure do ache, gazing at the white wake as we head back in the river to unload what we've raked. Yeah, the hours are rough, and I'm sore from the stuff that makes or breaks fishermen rugged and tough. Is it worth it in the end? There's an industry to defend, and the world does need feeding. And now I can't comprehend why I'd give this up now. Port, starboard, and bow, and the sweat and the salt that forms on my brow. Why can't I do my part? The sea pumps through my heart, and my blood and my brain and my soul in the dark of the depths of her waters. I'm the fisherman's daughter. And with that comes a pride that I won't ever let falter. I'll take these summer days, open-handed and brave, and I'll bring in the salmon, and the fleet I'll help save. What's being handed to me is the gift of the sea, and I'll honor, respect her with all that I'll be. I'll work tirelessly to save this industry, because that would bring happiness and fulfillment to me. Because their hair is all graying, the drift fleet needs saving. So let's take that challenge. That's all that I'm saying. I've never done it quite like that. I think it took Bristol Bay to do it like that.